took me under their wing, and they took me over to the studio one day, and we ran into these guys. They were splicing tape, like splicing real, real tape. I was like, man, what the fuck are those guys doing over there? You know, I was asking Kay, and they're like, what are those dudes doing over there? And they said, those guys, they're making edits. I said, edits? I said, man, I do balls edits, man. I'm not gonna get that splicing tape all day. He said, no, these are like, you know, high quality, real edits, man. We can play these at the club. I'm like, whoa. You know, this is before like cassettes and, you know, CDJs and everything was back out. I'm like, whoa, man, you can make your own edits and play them at the club. It just blew me away, changed my life. Who are some of the greatest samplers in my era of house music, do I think? Oh, wow. Mostly, from my opinion, come from Chicago, New York, and Paris. But don't get mad, motherfucker. I said, mostly. For me, though, honestly, producers like Todd Terry changed my life in the early 90s. And the entire way I approach making music. But so did Paul Johnson. What's my list? Oh, man. Top 10? Wow, you put me on the spot. Okay. Best samplers, innovators. To me, like I said, Todd Terry, Daft Punk, Masterwork, of course, Paul Johnson, Glenn Underground, Don't Sleep, DJ Sneak, yep, him too, Moody Man, definitely Moody Man, Joey Negro, Sebastian Lager, DJ Rush, man, he has some of the dopest disco edits I ever heard in my life. Pepe Braddock, Cassius in the house.